welcome back to the Honeysuckle Apothecary Podcast. I know this is a whole new audience from my website, and I have my tribe, the Honeysuckle Soul Tribe on the website, who I love very much and who's growing more and more by the day, for which I am very grateful. But I know that the podcast audience is a whole new audience, so I just wanted to tell a little about myself. My name is Karshina. I am a nurse. I also am a master herbalist, certified master herbalist, and I am an Aje Iyami Osorongo. What that means is divine mother witch. It's an African term. I won't go too much into it. I do speak more about it on my website. I have a whole post on it, honeysuckleapothecary.com, called Black Woman is God, the Aje Iyami. So you can read that to know a little bit more. But I have been a practicing root worker, hoodoo. I'm an eclectic witch type. I'm very much into kitchen witchery, green witchery, and root work. Those are my three main candle magic courses included in all of that. And I have been practicing witch for the last 10 years. Yeah, I think it's been about 10 years now since I was 23, 11 years. So I just decided to expand into the podcast world. I created my website just to create kind of a guide or advice, or just basically how I do things as a modern Black girl witch, and how I integrate ancient traditions, ancient wisdom, ancient rituals into my modern day, you know, trending, fashionable husband and kids life, you know, because I figure more and more people are getting into spirituality and root work and witchcraft and all that every day. Nowadays, more and more people are leaving the church every day. So I decided to just share a little bit about how I incorporate those things into my life and in a modern world. Okay, so that's basically what Honeysuckle Apothecary is. And we talk about spirituality, we talk about gardening, we talk about wellness, alternative medicine, meditation, natural medicines, rituals, root work, and everything it means to be a witch in 2019. So that's me. My name is Karshina, aka Honeysuckle Soul, and welcome to the Honeysuckle Apothecary Podcast. Guys, so today we're gonna talk about smoothie witch tips. I have determined 7 of my main tips that I feel a lot of new witches or spiritualists do not know, or may not think they have to follow all the time, or never have been taught, and that are very important. Okay, so the first one we're gonna start out with is always cleanse yourself. I feel like we see all these spells and rituals, whether you're learning from YouTube or the internet. If you haven't been taught by a teacher, you don't always know or think, or the spell might not always say to cleanse yourself first. You have to remember that as we go about our days every day, working and dealing with different things in our lives, we're taking on all that energy on us. You don't, I mean, whether you've had a fight with your boyfriend or girlfriend, or just got fired, or even just had a bad day at work, or anything that's going on around us, we take in all that energy. So when you go down and sit at your altar, you have all that with you, you know, and the spell is going to project the energy that you put into it. And I think that's what a lot of us forget or don't think about, is that we're focusing. When we're doing this ritual, this is a focused, you know, event. This is a focused thing that we're doing, and to even get the results that we wish to get, it has to be a focused meditative ritual event. And if you are sitting there and focusing, no matter what you may be saying at that time, speaking at that time, you have to remember that energy speaks louder. You know, that's why, you know, sometimes when we do spells and stuff, we play certain music, money music or sex music or whatever we're trying to accomplish, but because we're trying to establish this energy of money, this energy of sex, or this energy of love or peace or whatever we're trying to accomplish. But if you're not cleansed, if your aura and your spirit is dirty and gunky and just dreadful and congested, think about if somebody has a cold or something like that. If your energy or your spirit is nasty, you're not going to get out of that ritual, that spell, what you want to get. okay? It's going to come back to you void, or it's going to come back to you with the same, let's say it's going to come back if you're doing a job spell. And you put all this, and you just got fired today. You're doing this job spell because you're feeling defeated and sad, and you don't know why they fired you. What is wrong with these people and all this shit? And then, like, so you sit down and you're like, I'm going to go do this ritual because I'm going to get me another job. But you are, how are you feeling right now? You're defeated. You're feeling sad, disappointed. You know, and you're giving all that energy to your spell. So before you do anything like that, just remember, give yourself a cleansing bath, which is my favorite way to cleanse myself. Whether you cleanse yourself in the oceans of Yemoya, if it's summertime where you live in the place where it's always hot, you can do that. Do it. Or take you a bath. You don't always have to do it the day of. You can do it the day before you plan this ritual, this spell, you know? Check out my article, How Not to Be a Lazy Witch. We talk about spreading out different things. Because sometimes it can be a lot to sit down and just do all this, your bath, your ritual, and everything all at once. But it's important. You sit down, you run that bath water, put that salt and those herbs in there, and you do your cleansing bath. You know, and then when you come to the table, you come to the altar and you sit at the altar and you meditate and you put your energy into the spell. It's the correct type of energy. It's the energy that you want to put into it. It's the energy that you want to give all so you can get the results that you desire. Okay. So that's the first one. The first tip for a newbie witch is to always cleanse. Okay, guys. So the next one is protect. Protection is so important and can be scary as hell if you do not have it. I will tell you a little bit of a personal experience, a little bit summarized. Basically, when I was a new witch, I was doing all this spell work. I was working with my ancestors. I loved it, loved it, loved it. I loved it. I love being a witch. I love rituals and all that. And I, even though I wasn't calling on anything besides my ancestors mostly, and maybe doing some, you know, light work spells like money and simple, you know, positive spell work, some type of way, this, some type of spirit got in my house. And basically, a spirit got in my house, and it wasn't a good spirit, and it went out there, my youngest son, my baby, because he does see spirits, and he does have a gift for that. And because I had opened up this world and they were drawn in, basically, and he was the one that suffered because of it. It's my biggest regret in life, and it makes me want to cry every time I think about it. It's, you know, it was a huge lesson learned. It took a lot to get this spirit out of my home. It didn't, you know, it was basically scary for him and things like that. And what's tormenting him, basically, and to the point where he couldn't sleep, and he would wake up seeing all these things, and some people would call it night terrors, but I know that's not what it was, because I would see it. I mean, I know as a spiritualist anyway, that's not what it was. But what is a night terror anyways? You know, is that spirits messing with them? But, and I would see this spirit running back and forth for different things, but it took a lot. I had to call on the mothers. I had to call on my mother. I had to call on the power of the mothers. I had to call on elders I know. Different people. Shout out to at Urban Giggle, who, if you're watching, who helped me out a lot. And it was just a terrible time. We ended up moving from that house, period. It just kind of worked out that way, that we ended up moving from the house. And it was definitely a lesson learned. And I never made that mistake again. And my son, thank God, is fine. Has never had no issues. Though he does have spirits attracted to him, but I kind of put a protection barrier around him so no spirits can come near him, not even the good ones right now, while he doesn't understand. As he gets older, and he can handle it maybe. But right now, I kind of banished everything away from him right now. But yeah, so protect yourself. It's important. It is. I mean, I can't really. I mean, I laugh, but it's not funny at all. But, you know. Always protect yourself. Always protect your children. Always protect your home. You know, your husband, anybody who's around you when you're doing this. Because even though we're not doing dark spells, you know, we're still doing spells with spirits. Spells, we have to manipulate the energies and elements of the universe to achieve our goals. And to do that, we have to enter into the spirit realm. We have to communicate with these spirits to get them to work with us. And even if you're not directly calling on certain spirits, they see you. Once your third eye is open, they see you. They're drawn to you. And not all of them are good. And it was just, you know, a tough lesson learned. It's been, you know, years now since that happened. But thank God. Thank the gods and goddesses, my ancestors, you know, my spirit guides, mother, my mom, everybody who came and helped with that. I mean, it was bad. And it just taught me a lesson. After that, after we finally banished this thing, I put a cleansing. First, we did a cleansing, of course. A cleanse, so it's easy to cleanse a baby. Put them in a bathtub, put the stuff in there. Some salt and stuff in there, whatever. And I did a protection ring around my home. I did that with salt and railroad spikes. I have to talk about that more, another one. I also made a children's protection bottle for my son and for both my boys. I made a witch's bottle for myself. And I made protection gree-gree bags for everyone in the house. And a couple more things that I did that I will not mention. But basically, I put layers and layers and layers of protection on my home, myself, my children, my husband, everybody who's going to be around me while I'm doing this. Because, you know, all these spirits are nice. And they will jump onto you, jump into your home and through. Gravitate towards you. You know, you just got to be careful to put up these layers of protection, you know, starting with yourself and your children and going out to, you know, your home. And even, you know, with the witch's bottle, you bury that far enough away to put a hedge of protection or a perimeter, a fiery wall of protection around your whole city. You can do these things. It's possible. I have done it successfully. And also make sure you always have the protection oils in your home. Make sure you have fiery wall of protection, oil, flying devil oil, make the devil fly away oil, different things to be four thieves vinegar, different things to be able to protect yourself and to rid yourself if the deed be. And yeah, so is that all? I think that's all I wanted to say about that. But just make sure you put up those perimeters of protection. Make sure you do a children's protection bottle. There's so many protection spells. Well, there's a few that you can find if you research for your children. But Angelica Root protects children. What else? Mother's Wort. Sesame seeds protect children and help the nightmare. I mean, there's a bunch. Do your research or whatever. But make those. I've also made a sweet dreams pillow for my baby boy. You know, and I can show a picture. I'll put a picture of that. Follow me at Honeysuckle Soul. I'll put a picture on my IG. But, because you can actually see it levitating in the picture. But it's just really important. And it's just one thing that I learned a big lesson from. And that I would never, ever, ever in my life make that mistake again. And I love being a witch. I'm drawn to it. I love it. It's my passion. It's who I am. It's who I was born as. It's who I am. But it was a lesson learned. And when you're messing with, you know, like what they say, when you mess with fire, you can't get burned if you don't know what you're doing. All right, so. Oh, shit. Next is disposing properly. When we do a spell, when it's done, there are some spells that you will continue working, like honey jars and gree-gree bag, mojo bag, stuff like that. But for the spells that need to be disposed of, make sure you dispose of them properly. A spell is not complete until it is properly, correctly disposed of. Do your research on this. There's a lot of different ways you can do it. Some people believe that you shouldn't just throw it away. Some people believe, I have just thrown things away different. I was taught a whole hoodoo trick to throw things away after you rinse them and say thank you. Certain things need to be, let's say you're doing a road opening spell, you probably should take it to the crossroads and dispose of it at the crossroads when you're done. Prosperity and protection spells can be buried under your front step. Prosperity spells can also be buried in plants, in the dirt, to make somebody stay. I know people have heard of this, to make a man stay at home, but make sure he want to stay. Just an example, is to bury, you know, whatever spell you do for him. But commonly the joke is bury his underwear in the backyard. If you need to make somebody stay, you can bury them in the backyard. If a mojo bag has done its served its purpose, it's older, you're ready to dispose of it, leave it at the foot of a tree. If you did a spell asking for abundance and you or the sweet things in life, dispose of it at a river. Give it to Oshun with the offering. What else? Yeah, so just do your research when you're disposing of different things. If you're doing a spell to take something away from you, take a person away from you, dispose of it at water that's running away from you. If you want to bring something to you, water that's going to you. You know, a lot of it is common sense, but I also understand that people don't really give you examples or talk about it like that for you to really learn. For somebody who's learning, you have to be, you know, give an example so you can get the gist of how you're supposed to do this. So, yeah, that's a little, what else can we do? A lot of times if you want to rid yourself of something, you can burn it. Something's influence, you can burn it. You can also burn a wish or something, yeah. Burn your petition to get it up to, or blow it into the wind, to get it up to the universe. There's a lot of different ways you can do it, but just make sure you're doing it properly and correctly. Make sure you're not doing it incorrectly. What I mean by that, make sure you're not, if you have a spell, just like I was saying before, and to take something away from you, make sure you don't throw it in water that's coming towards you. Okay? Because that kind of defeats the purpose. It's not going to be taken away from you. Okay? Or if you're doing dark magic, I'll give this example. And you trying to rid yourself of somebody, don't throw it in. To me personally, I wouldn't even throw it in clear, beautiful water. I would throw it in a swamp. I would throw it in someplace stagnant, so they're stuck in there, you know, in there, whatever you put them in or whatever. But yeah, use common sense. Be careful. If you do throw something away, at least rinse it out and say thank you. And because it's not until you properly dispose of the spell that the spell is complete. Okay, so if you got that spell sitting on the table, which I have done before in the past, and waiting for it to come into fruition, and it's sitting on the table the whole time, I mean, it still could come into fruition, but the spell isn't complete. Complete the spell, okay? So dispose properly. That is, I think we're on tip number 1, 2, 3. That is the third tip. Okay, the next two I'm going to put together for the sake of time. But check out the post that's going to be associated with this to see everything. But the next two are shadow. We all have a shadow side, and defending yourselves. I feel like these go together anyways, and I'll tell you why. As a new witch, I think it's important to embrace your whole self. We see a lot of these witches who say, I'm a light worker, I only work in the light, I don't do dark magic, which is fine and good and wonderful and everything. We want to do that. That's my, you know, goal and will is to only do light magic. But if something calls for me to call on that darker side of me, trust and believe I know what to do, how to do it, when to do it, and it's going to get done. And I feel like it's necessary for us to realize that we all have a shadow side and we all have a light side. We all have positive high vibrations and we all have low negative vibrations. And no, we don't want to always play in the shadows. You know, that would be what you would consider, I guess, an evil witch or whatever. But when necessary, like most witches, most old school hoodoo workers and root workers will tell you, when necessary, when somebody comes at you, you have to know how to defend yourself. On to the next one. And I'm not even just talking about physically, like there are so many people right now who are learning magic, who are learning witchcraft and root work and voodoo and everything. And if they come at you, you have to know how to defend yourself. You can't go pray in the corner and say, save me. You can't light, you know, a white candle and say, oh, stay away from me and all this stuff. You have to know. I mean, white candles can be used if you know what you're doing, but you have to know what you're doing. You have to know how to defend yourself. You have to know how to make that war water, know how to reverse that curse, know how to throw curses, know how to put that barrier over your mind so they can't get in your mind, know how to defend yourself from sleep magic and mind control. Like, all these things that happen, this is real shit. It happens, and there's people out here that's getting great at it. It's getting great at it. You wouldn't even know. You walking around thinking you feeling defeated, you know, you feeling depressed and anxious and worried and sad and all these negative emotions and bad luck coming at you from everywhere and can't never get where you want to be in life and always getting turned down for the jobs and opportunities that you know you deserve and you put in the work and nobody ever notices. And, you know, some of these things, I mean, if it's once in a while, you know, or if it's, some of these things can happen in life, period. But if this is continuously happening to you, you need to find out why the fuck why. You need to get a reading. You need to find out why the fuck why. And if somebody is throwing curses at you, or somebody has put some type of root on you, got you in a jar somewhere, you wouldn't even know. If somebody got you in a jar somewhere, you would not even know. You would not believe the people who practice witchcraft nowadays. You know, the people who... There was an article, I cannot remember, I'm going to try to post it on my Honeysuckle Apothecary page on Facebook. There was a photographer who did a project where they went all around the country to see witches, what we look like nowadays. And some of these people, you would never believe that they were a witch. You would never believe that they can throw some spells. So you better have your shit in order. You better, like we talked about the first, protect yourself. But you better also know how to defend yourself, because some of these people, your magic may not be stronger than the next witch. Your magic may not be as strong as the next witch. And even though you feel like you got that protection up, she may know how to get through that. If you're a real bad witch and you know how, and you know how you want to throw this curse on somebody, you're going to know how to, and you know they're a witch, you're going to know how to get through those curses. I mean, through those barriers, through those protections. They gonna hit, them arrows might hit you. They might hit your children. They might hit your God forbid. I'm not gonna say that. But you know, they might come at you. And how are you gonna defend yourself? You have to know how to defend yourself. You know how to, you have to know how to reverse that curse, throw it back at them, and drop them down way below where they tried to get you at, whatever that may be. And none of us wanna be there. And none of us wanna, I would never wanna be, you know, not to say I haven't, because I have, and I will do it a damn again any day, but none of us wanna have to. You know, I'm not a bad person. None of us are bad people. But some people are. Let me rephrase that. Some of these people out here are bad, who have no good intention towards you at all. They smile in your face and they'll stab you in your back, but not the old school way, but the ancient old school way. But they're going to stab you in your back with curses. So you better know how to identify these people and know how to protect yourself and defend yourself and call on those dark vibrations. All right, guys, the next to last one I want to talk about, newbie witch tip, is teachers come and go. That's the title. So we all, I know, I feel like a lot of witches who didn't grow up with their mother and grandmother practicing, they all dream and wish and call for that mentor, that elder, to teach them, somebody to come in their life and show, be their sensei, show them, you know, from the beginning to the end, exactly how to, you know, be a witch in their tradition, be a root worker, you know, to know everything. I know I would like that. I want to know everything. I want to, you know, I'm an open book and I'm filling in all the pages, you know. But even though my great granddad practiced witchcraft, and so did his siblings, and so my aunt, of course, aunts and uncles and stuff, and I feel like I got some people in hiding, but it's another story. But I didn't have no mentor. My great granddad has passed, and so is all his siblings, and so I didn't have nobody to actually teach me the way, you know, teach me his way, I'll say, you know, my tradition, my family's tradition. So a lot of it I kind of was called into. Of course, we're all called. If you're a witch, usually a natural witch, you know your power, you see it, you know you have gifts. So you know you're called into it. But I never really had that, you know, that family mentor. I never grew up in the craft, I'll say that. So of course I called out to the universe to bring me somebody who could teach me everything. And what happened was, that I didn't realize till later, teachers, they come and then they left. Like, I've had maybe three. I feel like as I say it and as I typed it, I felt like I was forgetting somebody from the very beginning of my path. But please forgive my human mind. But there's three that I can remember, three powerful teachers that came into my life, taught me everything they could teach me, and then they left. And it was literally like that. It was like when they came in, I remember I could tell you about the Caribbean, this beautiful, older, about 20 years older than me, Caribbean woman who taught me so much on how to protect and defend myself and just candle magic. And it was awesome. And I didn't realize then that she was feeding me so much information so fast that I had to pull out a notebook and write, this is how you do this, this is how you do this, this is how you do this, da, 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 da. And I'm writing down everything, asking as many questions as I can, you know, not realizing that she would be gone soon and I wouldn't be able to ask her. Not literally gone, you know, but going on to her next part of her life. And, you know, people, we don't always keep in touch for whatever reasons. And so I absorbed all that information. It was for good reason. I didn't realize that she wasn't going to be there soon to continue to teach me over and over. But she gave me so much information so quick. And I remember thinking, Lord, she talk fast. Lord, she talk a lot. Every time I get on the phone with her, it's like a, you know, supposed to be a 10-minute conversation turned into an hour-long conversation. But that's because she had so much information to give. And she was willing. She saw something in me that she was willing to give it to me. You understand? And that's how it happens a lot, at least with me, and I feel like other people too. It's not necessarily going to be one person who's going to be in your life forever and teach you everything, but ask the universe, put your intentions out, tell them what you want. You want somebody to come and teach you these things so you can learn the right way to do things. And that's what she did. And I wrote down, I have notebooks full. I mean, we may have known each other for a few months, maybe about, I'll say about 4 to 5 months, maybe 6 months. But in that time, I filled up so many notebooks with the words she told me, and it was just invaluable information. And I'm so grateful for it, because she didn't, you know, I wasn't her family member. She didn't know me, but she saw something in me where she kind of took me under her wing, called me at home and taught me these things and showed me how to do things and told me how to do things the right way so I could get the results that I wanted to get. You understand? So it was just powerful. And then I had another witch from New Orleans, and one from the Bronx. And the one from the Bronx really taught me, really helped me out. And that's the one that I shouted out in the previous post on IG. Really helped me out when I was going through the issue with my baby boy. And I will forever be grateful for her. And she told me rituals and how to do certain things and what to do. And yeah. So, and then the one from New Orleans kind of showed me that New Orleans magic in a way that was just like every day. Because I guess the New Orleans every day is just like spiritually magical witch walking through the streets all the time. And that's what she was like, you know, natural, normal shit to her. But to me, it was like, oh, blowing my mind. You're blowing my mind. You're blowing my mind. So teachers come and go. You know, if you weren't, you know, lucky enough to be raised in the craft, ask the universe, ask your ancestors, because I really believe my granddad sent those people to me. He sent those people in my life so they would teach me how to do things correctly. So that's that. All right, guys. And the last one. The last newbie witch tip that I have to give today is a simple, lighthearted one that we can all do, and that's to always say thank you. The first law of attraction is to have gratitude. So remember, when you're writing your petitions, when you're speaking and yelling to the universe and your ancestors, everything you do, be thankful. Write thank you on the end of that petition. And not only speak gratitude, but live gratitude. Live graciously. Walk like you know your ancestors are behind you. Walk like you're grateful for the support of your ancestors. Walk like you know you are magical. Isn't that the best? Walk like you know who you are. You know you can get the things that you want in life. Walk like you know how to manipulate the universe and manipulate the energies of the universe to get what you need out of life and be grateful for it. Always be humble. Always say thank you. Look up in the sky and say thank you. Look at the moon and say thank you. Gaze at the sun and say thank you. Gaze at the stars and say thank you. Gaze at your children and say thank you. Always be blessed and always be grateful. And that's my last thing to say to you guys. I hope everyone is blessed and have a great day. Love, light, and darkness. Ashe.